case number 10,707 at I, south of a private road, 122 feet west of Burbage Lane, west of Road 357. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
My name is Ed Ide, 5819 Underwoods Corner Road.
Do you swear and affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Got some information for you folks, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Again, my name is Ed, and I'm representing Nicholas and Andrea Caggiano, which they unfortunately cannot be here this evening. They're with their children at an event. The information that I'm that's going to be passed down is some aerial pictures of Burbage Lane, and I guess I'll wait till everything gets down the line. The house that we're referring to is on 38693 Burbage Lane, which is right against Indian River Bay. The second drawing is a site plan, and the reason that I'm here tonight is to request a variance of the front yard setback of 3.4 feet. There was, just to give some history of the project, there was an existing house on this site that was recently moved to 38669 Burbage Lane, which is the next case that that I'll talk about. The building was positioned on the site at 26.6 feet off of the right-of-way line for Burbage Lane. And to go through the standards for relief, the uniqueness of the site, there are several unique characteristics of the site. One, it's relatively narrow. The site also, with the property line on Burbage Lane, diminishes as it goes from east to west. And when you look at the front of the building, it was kind of hard to come up with a design, not hard, but it was unique to come up with a design to front off of Indian River Bay as well as front off of Burbage. The front yard setback is set off of Burbage Lane. We had looked at several options for this. The owner originally decided that they did not want to put the porch on the front, and I'm calling it a porch. Actually, what it is a four-foot walkway from the front door to the back deck. That walkway sits on the property line the way that it's supposed to sit. By adding the porch or the canopy on top, it would cause the variance to be requested here. The exceptional practical difficulty is that the owner wants the porch now because of the front door. They feel that it being unprotected at this point could cause a hazard. They do have two folks who they don't live there, but they visit frequently that are in wheelchairs. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning? Yes, it can, but only if the canopy is not approved. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? No, it is not. But to adhere, again, to the safety of the folks and the tenants living there, then yes, it is. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? Yes, in the fact that the owner wants the canopy on top of the walkway to the rear, it is created by the applicant. The effects on the surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will not. In fact, we believe that it will enhance it. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? It will not. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, it will not. Will the variance request represent the least modification possible to the regulations at issue? Yes, we do believe it will be. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it is. In the packet of information that I have given you, the first page is an aerial view. The red dot represents the construction on July 4th of 2010. There's a small red line that represents the front area.
Roddy, can you hold up for just a second? Susan, if looking at his numbers here and assuming their accuracy just for a second, 29.7, just round that off to 30. The next one, 39.7, but if you were averaging, you would still use 30, right? Because that's the setback as opposed to the actual location of the property?
Yes.
And then 15 for the one on the end?
I don't mean to interrupt you. I know, because I've tried these at a bunch of different permutations.
As you go beyond, all that.
When you go beyond the second lot, it passes the 300-foot mark. So... looking at
work out.
When you look at Burbage Lane and all of the average and all the setbacks, the average works out to 24.52, which we are a foot and a half to the good. We tried that, but unfortunately, it just didn't work that way.
Okay.
And then
appreciate your honesty.
Sure. And then the owner thought, well, the existing house was at 26.6. Can we set it on the existing foundation? And I said, no. The right way to do this is just to go forward for a variance, and if it's approved, it's approved. If not, then you know, got to move on. And I guess no special use exceptions to that. Okay. And then just looking, I'm looking further on back. The exterior elevations A3 shows the canopy over top of the walkway. And then the fourth photograph is actually taken from the neighbor's porch that sits behind the Caggiano's, and the red canopy represents, what would be proposed to be built. That's all I have.
Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Gabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have two. Okay. Do you want to come forward and be sworn in, please?
Names and addresses, please.
Joseph.
Sally
Schaefer. Do you want our home address or the home or the address of the
yeah,
house?
Yeah, whatever you use for mail.
13120 Clifton Road, Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right. And you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
We are Joe and Sally Schaefer. We are the neighbors directly behind the Caggiano's house on Burbage Lane. We have owned the house there for approximately 10 years. We bought the house in 2000, mainly as an investment and hopefully a future retirement home. We have had what we think is a good relationship with both the Caggiano's and everyone on the street until more recent activities have taken place. But not to get too much into that, we would like to oppose this addition on the side of the house or whatever they're calling it, the porch, because it would obstruct the view that we have, being the house second back from the water. The value of our property is in the view that we have of the water. We think that any variance that is going to obstruct that view, even though it sounds like 3.5 feet is not a lot, there's a vacant lot on the other side of Burbage Lane. If somebody built over that and also got requested a variance of on that side of the property, then we may have another 3.5, 4 or 5 feet to cut down. So we're concerned about that. And also, just for our own enjoyment, not only for the monetary worth of the property, but for our own enjoyment of the area that that we chose to buy the house in. I guess our big concern is that it's a rather large house that was built there, and we're not too concerned about the height of the house because we couldn't see the water over the other house that was there anyway. But we just are finding it very hard to understand why a 3.5-foot porch could not have been factored in to a house that large without having to ask for a variance on the property. The Caggianos enjoy the full view and access to the water from their front. The house they had there before did not have any side porch on it, on the road side of the house. There was no, my understanding is that the, and I just heard this tonight, was the idea about the handicapped relatives who would be visiting, who also visited the prior house, and there was a ramp built for them to come into the house. My understanding is that there is handicapped access through the garage into the house, and therefore then access, if people wanted to go outside, then they have decks. It looks like to me there's going to be decks on the water side of the house. We just have a hard time understanding why, to tell you the truth, anybody would want us to just actually sit on that side of the house to look at the road and the vacant lot across the way. But I may have missed out on some of these things, but unfortunately my airplane wasn't up today, so I couldn't get any aerial photos for you guys to look at. But
we have one here.
Yeah.
Okay. I take it this is your house right here?
Small little gray house, right.
Okay. And do you have a variance for your setback? It's showing on here 29.7 feet from the property line, plus or minus. Is that correct?
Sorry, how much?
Your home is 29.7 feet from the property line.
To the road?
No, to the property line.
The property line.
Oh.
We can only assume that it is. I mean, that's the way we bought it.
I mean,
yeah, we didn't.
Okay. I couldn't tell.
Do you know if you have a variance for that? Or?
I don't.
No, we don't know. May I ask another question here? The proceedings tonight, I noticed that everyone that was here was the owner of the property, just about. We had no idea when we got the notice of this meeting who Mr. Ide was. So we didn't even think at first that it applied to our property whatsoever. And if it hadn't have been for a neighbor to tell us that, oh, by the way, that's the house being built in front of your house, we wouldn't have even known anything that there had been something planned. There was also no sign on this property.
Excuse me.
There was no permit sign.
No variance pending sign anyway at any time.
The photo in the file, they usually take a picture of it nowadays.
The letter that you received didn't reference the property?
No.
Well, it referenced it in terms of feet from
a private road. We had no idea what they were talking about.
We actually received two notices, I think. Mr. Ide referred to another.
And we had received a notice on a house that on Cedar Neck Road, and it actually was the owner of the house who had applied for the permit.
And there's a large red
It doesn't have to be the owner that applies.
Okay, well, I'm just saying we're concerned about the whole thing. We've never been allowed to see the plans. The whole thing seems to be veiled in secrecy. And
that's the reason for this hearing.
Thank you. I mean, we appreciate it, the opportunity.
I guess my concern in you opposing it is that if your house is in fact encroaching into that same setback, then, you know, why would you be opposed
to it? Well, we had no idea we were. I mean, yeah, I mean, we're here strictly to protect their property.
Well, how long has your house been there?
How long has the house been there?
It was built in 68, but it was moved from where the Caggianas are building to where we are, but not by us.
Right.
I don't know when it was moved.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It's probably at least 20 years.
All right.
Just from the different people we know who live there.
Okay. So another 20 years, they'll move this house.
We all do that a lot up here.
It's cheaper than building.
I don't know. We're just concerned about what happens next if we're not.
Have you seen the drawings? Would you like to see what
No,
they're
we
proposing?
Haven't seen the drawings.
There you go. This is, if you'd like to come up here, I'll show you. Okay. This is, of course, the property in question. There's your house. Okay. And what this is showing is that this house is 15 feet from the property line. This one's 39. Yours is 29.7. And the setback is 30 feet. Okay.
From the road? We thought the setback from the road.
We don't go from the road here. We go from the property line.
Oh.
Okay. So that can be, you know, 10, 20 feet or more. And so what he is requesting is on that side of the house, down this side, he's requesting to build a porch 3.4 feet into the setback that'll be look like this. So as far as view, I don't, you know, the only thing that probably is going to block your view is this and some post. I mean, it's, you know.
This is
basically.
It doesn't go anywhere. Already there.
That's correct.
Yeah. This right here, this part in red is the part that is encroaching. Mm-hmm. So that's the request. So just so you'll know what the request is.
Okay. We're just.
I also have another neighbor was going to come this evening with us, but unfortunately she hurt her back. Okay. She wasn't able to come, so if I could submit her written statements. She's on the other side of the Caggiano's house.
Okay.
They said the porch is already built.
Yeah.
Man, have you noticed the difference in seeing the water canal with that porch?
Well, unfortunately, their dumpster is totally in front of that area. So when we sit on the porch, which we went and did today, the dumpster blocks everything anyway. So it has, we can't see, we can't tell.
You can't get a real good perspective on how it's going to look. That picture did help a lot, I'll have to admit that.
But, right.
Right now, just the way it looks, it's hard to get a perspective of what that's going to do.
Sure.
Yeah, that's new.
Because of the other construction things that are in the way, which, you know.
Sure.
And I have to, you know, through the years, the Caggianas have used our property. We've allowed them to do that. Even now, they bring in their equipment in our yard. We've never had any complaint about that. We know they'll make up for any damage that's been done.
Right.
It's just that every time we've asked to see plans, we haven't been, for some reason they're not available.
Right.
It's just, we're scared, that's all, of what's happening.
Okay.
Without being, and we had a friend was staying there last week, and she was asked if Mr. Ide could take a picture from the porch, because, quote, he was so proud of the house. You know, that was not really why he was there, to take a picture from our porch. And where he took it was from an open deck, not from the porch where we actually sit. So, you know, if that's what he presented to you all, as far as here's the view from that porch.
Is that the picture?
We're to the right of the porch where we sit is to the right of that. And we're looking in this direction at the water. Beside the Caggiano's house. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.
Mr. Chairman, may I address a couple of comments that were mentioned? First, when I'm also the builder of the property, and at the very beginning of the project, before we did anything, I introduced myself to Mr. Schaefer. He was outside, and I explained to him basically what we were doing. The Caggianos are very cognizant of the fact that the view was very important to the Schaefers. The original house, the house proper, sat 27.5 feet off of Burbage Lane right away, as well as a deck that sat 26.6 feet off of Burbage Lane. The ramp that the Schaefers spoke of sat much closer than that. It sat maybe 10 feet off of Burbage Lane. We moved the house further back into the property by 3 feet so that it gave that, that clearance. So the where you see the post on the last drawing, that represents the line of the proper house or the main house when it was originally there. Mm-hmm. So they're very cognizant of the fact that the Schaefers want the view, and they moved to get into compliance the house over in that location. And the Schaefers have been very courteous as far as allowing some of our crews to run their backhoes around the side, and obviously everything will be taken care of and cleaned up. And yes, I am very proud of the building. That is not the reason why I took the picture. I took the picture for this purpose for this evening. The folks were very kind to allow me to do that as well.
I want you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hearing
If I can say one more thing. I did ask the Caggianos for the Schaefer's number. They did not have the number. I did reach out to Jody Dudra, who is the property owner to the south of the Caggianos. She said that she was in communication with them, and she said she would give them my cell phone number so that we could review exactly this before this, this meeting this evening.
All right. Thank you.
Sir. Sir, come on.
Sure.
Come up here.
I can't understand why Andrea doesn't have our phone number. She has been, and this she has been the watch out person for us. We don't live in that house full time. She watches that house for us. She calls us when there's a problem. I don't know how many times she may have called us. I just can't believe that she didn't have our phone number. The neighbor did give me Mr. Mr. Ide's phone number. I elected not to call him because I didn't want to get into a verbal confrontation with him. So that's all I need to say about those two issues.
Okay. Sir, can I show you something for a minute? Come here. The other old house, he was saying, sat right here. That's where,
yes.
The old, okay.
But the old house was one story high. The ramp that he talked about that came out here, mm-hmm. that was also extent was about as high as, you know, wasn't even as high as its dumpster. It was very low. It was a ramp for the two handicapped relatives to mm-hmm. come up there.
Okay.
It did not, because they were so low, it did not obstruct the view to the water.
Do you think that obstructed the view that much? From, I mean, setting the house back in that?
My point is, whether it's 3 feet or whether it's 10 feet, it's an exception. And if you give one exception, then there's going to be other exceptions. And boy, there's a vacant lot over here. Before, you know, if there's an exception on this side, then our view starts to get.
So you don't want to, you're not in favor of any variance at all. You want it to be taken off.
Well, the roof's not on there yet.
Yeah, there's nothing there right now. That's, he just drew that in there. There's nothing there.
I thought he just said it was completed.
No, only the walkway is completed. We did not build the porch because it's not in compliance.
So okay. The walkway and the platform are the same?
Ma'am.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It doesn't move.
Ma'am,
from that
ma'am, you want to address the board, then we'll move,
I'm sorry.
If you would. You ask us the questions, please, and then we'll address
okay.
him.
No, you can ask.
You can ask us.
You can ask.
Oh, okay. Then we'll address
well, what I need to know is whether or not the platform, which is, and I measured it tonight,
right,
3 feet, 4 inches. That's the extent of how far you're coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And the overhang then doesn't come out any further than that?
It's not. No.
It's flush with the very edge of the...
You have the posts.
Sorry.
Okay. You're supposed to address us and move away. It's getting me, so...
What you addressed to us, what you want to know is...
Okay, what I would like to know is...
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You address it to us.
What we want to know is, does the overhang extend out any further than the concrete platform that
that's
now
there.
Looks
what's,
like it's going to be the porch
there?
Of about 3.5 feet
Okay.
Wide.
And also, how high is it going to be?
Okay.
Okay.
Because that would affect our view also.
All right, let them ask.
Now,
all right.
Okay, the post that comes down...
Right.
Would you ask him if that is the post? Does that go right up to the very edge of the
walkway?
The walkway.
Right. Okay.
And if it does, then the overhang is going to be further than that 3.4 inches, is it not?
Yeah.
Is it not?
We have to ask him.
We'll have to ask him, and then we'll get you the
okay.
Answer. Okay. That's the way we do it. Sir, do you want to respond
Absolutely.
To us, please?
The post will actually sit inside of the porch area by a couple of inches because we don't want to set it out right on the brick, and there will be a small overhang beyond that up at the top. But I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, the soffit can extend beyond that point. Is that correct?
Well, the question would be, how far do you intend, or would you like for it to extend?
It would extend less than 16 inches, probably 12 inches of what it'll extend.
Which would be approximately 10 inches beyond the existing walkway.
That is correct.
Would that include a gutter and downspout?
That includes the gutter.
So the whole roof would only be 12 inches more?
That is correct.
And the gutter is what, probably about 4 inches? So
it's a 4-inch gutter.
And the porch will only be supported by posts. There's no wall, screening, anything. It's open.
No, only by that is correct. Only by posts. The Caggianos really have no intentions of sitting out on this side of the deck. The reason that they want to put this on is so they can shelter the front door.
Is there any railing?
There is a railing that's required by code. And the Caggianos also are planning on cutting some of the canopy tree up to open this area as well.
Okay. Very well.
So just so you folks understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, the decking that's there, or the porch, the floor that's there is allowed. It's allowed to encroach 5 feet.
We understand.
Okay. So if they cover that, you're still opposed? With the way he's saying they're going to cover it?
The height hasn't been addressed. The height of the roof.
Okay. Come on back up.
Come back up.
The height of the canopy is shown to scale. The height of the header of this window is set at 8 feet. So the canopy there would be 8 feet, and the top portion would be approximately 4 feet.
Is this drawing approximately to scale?
Yes, yes it
okay.
is.
Okay, so this is what you would be
That's
looking
what you
at
would see.
In white? They'd be looking at in white?
No.
Instead of red?
It would be a gray shingled roof, yeah. I could not find a color to get that show up
right.
Better
okay.
than that.
So
you
question.
See the dumpster that we were talking about
yes.
right now,
yeah.
So that we really can't tell.
Well, and I would assume that the railing would be slightly higher than what the dumpster is there in
yep.
the picture. Probably
maybe a foot higher. It would be approximately to the bottom of the window.
Bottom of the sill
that's shown.
Okay. Do you,
the walkway is higher right now than the dumpster, is it not?
It is not. No, the walkway is at this level here.
Okay.
Given that, are you opposed?
We don't know. I mean, if that's all it's going to be, probably not. We want to continue to get along with
sure.
with everybody. And
sure. But you came here with the unknown. And
exactly.
Right.
I'm sure
so,
you have to get through that, making sure that you
so,
understand it.
Right, right.
In a good way.
So if this is the extent, as it's been discussed, then we're pretty good with that?
Yeah, are there safeguards to ensure that that is? Because we've heard rumors
that... Yeah, we can stipulate that it you know, only have posts, or that it be, you know, in accordance with this this drawing.
Yeah, we can put them on there.
Does that work?
That work for you?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I mean, we want you to be sure, though.
Yes, it does. We okay. Just, yeah, we don't. We're not. No, but we're not bad people. We right. Just.
No, you're not.
Right. Right. No, I mean, coming here, you didn't.
The reason for Mandair is because of the unknown.
Sure.
Basically.
Sure.
The communication has been very poor.
Okay.
I did meet Mr. I, as he said, and it was before I think anything even started.
Right.
We never saw any plans.
We didn't remember that your name was Ide.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on my sign. Okay.
Well, when did you put the sign up? Because it wasn't there Labor Day.
No more questions. That's why we have the rules, so it doesn't get started. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we don't get that started. You didn't call him and do that, so we don't stand here and do that either, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
We might get in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay, and he had the question about the overhang.
Mm-hmm.
If it already met the 30-foot setback, it can encroach 2 feet.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's only
right.
26.6.
Yes.
So the overhang can't cannot encroach anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to include that into the setback.
Can't encroach beyond the variance.
That's fine. It'll be put right in line with the concrete.
Wall. Okay.
Yep. Right with concrete.
Okay.
How's that?
Does that work?
Less of an encroachment.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, hearing no other opposition.
And the Schaefers did submit a letter from Josephine Dudra, I think is her last name.
Right.
In opposition.
Maybe
because of the lot size with the size of the home.
Right.
The lot being small with the size of the home and blocking a view. And decreasing the property values.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10707. And that we meet all the requirements, that they meet all the requirements that has been discussed this evening. I can't enumerate on all of them. There was too many.
Okay.
It's in, on the record. And I don't think it alters the central character of the neighborhood. And it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. They have a second to that motion?
Second.
They have a motion by Mr. McCabe. And second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,707. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Chairman, can you take five?
Yes.
You understand?